चरण प्रतिवृद्ध कृत्सन गोदान मुप्यन्दिनन्ते गीत वेणुर नुगेडित कीर्तिः उत्सवं श्रम्रु चापि दृशीना उन्नयन् खुररच्छुच्छुति सक दित्स्येति सुहृदाशि श एष देवकी जठरा भूर उदुराजः गो अहेड वत्सलो व्रज गवाम यद्गद Mataji's Vatsala, affectionate, Vrajagavam, to the cows of Vraja, Yata, because, Aga, of the mountain, Driha, the lifter, Vandyamana, being worshipped, Charana, his feet. Pathi, along the path. Vridhe, by the exalted demigods. Krishna, entire. Godhanam, the herd of cows. Upohya, collecting. Dina, of the day. Ante, at the end. Gita Venu, playing his flute. Anuga, by his companions. Idita, praised. Kirti, his glories. Utsavam, a festival. Shram, of fatigue. Rucha, by the coloring. Api, even. Drishina, for the eyes. Unnayan, raising. Kura, from the hooves of the cows. Raja, with the dust. Churita, powdered. Sraka, his garland. Titatsya, with the desire. Eti, he's coming. Suhrat, to his friends. Ashisha, their desire. Esha, this. Devaki, of Mother Yashoda. Jatara, from the womb. Buha, born. Uduraja, moon. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Out of great affection for the cows of Vraja, Krishna became the lifter of the Govardhan Hill. At the end of the day, having rounded up all his own cows, he plays a song on his flute. While exalted demigods standing along the path worship his lotus feet, and the cowherd boys accompanying him chant his glories. His garland is powdered by the dust raised by the cow's hooves. And this beauty, enhanced by his fatigue, creates an ecstatic festival for everyone's eyes. Eager to fulfill his friend's desires, Krishna is the moon arisen from the womb of Mother Yashoda. Please repeat. Out of great affection for the cows of Vraja, Krishna became the lifter of the Govardhan Hill. At the end of the day, having rounded up all his cows, he plays a song on his flute. While exalted demigods standing along the path worship his lotus feet, and the cowherd boys accompanying him chant his glories. His garland is powdered by the dust raised by the cow's hooves, and his beauty, enhanced by his fatigue, creates an ecstatic festival of everyone's eyes. Eager to fulfill his friend's desires, Krishna is the moon arisen from the womb of Mother Yashoda. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. According to the Acharyas, at this point, the gopis climbed into the watchtowers of Vrindavan's houses so they could see Krishna as soon as possible, as soon as he returned home. Mother Yashoda was very anxious for her son to come back, and therefore she had the tallest of the beautiful young gopis climb up to see when he would arrive. It is implied here that Krishna is somewhat delayed on the way home because his lotus feet were being worshipped by the great demigods along the path. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. How do you connect other people's computers? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So here in the translation it is explained, out of great affection of the cows of Vraja, Krishna became the lifter of the Govardhan Hill. This brings up a beautiful story of how Krishna was named Govinda or Gopal by who? Who named Krishna Govinda or Gopal? Raise your hand. Indra? Or did Surbhi? Same pastime. Indra came after the lifting of the Govardhan Hill to offer obeisances to Krishna, and so did Surbhi, because he did not want to come in front of Krishna after offending Krishna and get shot in the head. So he brought Surbhi with him to kind of protect him from Krishna. So Lord Indra offered his obeisances and offered his apologies. And the gopis, Mata Surbhi offered her obeisances to Lord Krishna and said that for us, the cows You are our protector. The Brajvasis, they think that you protected them by lifting the Govardhan Hill. Everywhere else it says, Krishna protected the Brajvasis. But Surabhi says, it's not the Brajvasis, you protected us, the cows. Why? She says, you protected us, the cows, more than the Brajvasis. Because these are cowherd men. So the total number of cows far, far, far exceeds the number of residents, meaning the humans. So there's so little humans compared to so many cows. Nand Baba himself had how many cows? 900,000. How can you have 900,000 cows? Because they're always increasing, always increasing. You start something with 3 cows, somebody starts a gaushala with 3-4 cows, try to fill it up in the beginning, and you go there just a few years later, 4-5 years, and those cows have multiplied into 10, 12. So many cows. So, Nand Baba himself had 900,000 cows. Of course, he was the biggest cowherd, but others also had so many cows. So, for the population of total Vrajdham, the population of cows was far exceeded. So, that's why Surabhi says that it is not the Brajvasis that you protected. For us, you protected us, the cows. So, this Indra may be the Indra of the heaven. For us cows, you are our Indra. So that makes you Govinda. And you are our protector. You protected us. That makes you Gopal. So there is a place in Vrindavan, in the Govardhan Parikrama. It's called Govinda Kund. This is the Govinda Kund Leela. Everywhere else in the Bhagavatam you would read that Krishna protected the Brajvasis by lifting the Govardhan Hill. Only this one place here in this verse, it says Krishna protected the cows. Which is exact same statement of Mata Surabhi. She also accepted that yes, it is us, the cows, that Krishna protected by lifting the Govardhan Hill. So Krishna getting this name is marked by that kund called Govinda Kund. How many of you have seen the Govinda Kund? Okay, many haven't seen the Govinda Kund. Next time, have darshan. It's a very beautiful scenic place to see. And right next to the Govardhan Hill. And there is the Parikrama, there is the hill. In between, there is the Radha Govindev temple. And then, there is a Govind Kund right there. The Radha Govindev temple is the original place where the Radha Govindevji deities were established. As you know, Govindevji now reside in Jaipur. But originally, they were in the Govardhan Parikrama. Later on, of course, they were found by Rupa Goswami in Vrindavan, which we call Vrindavan now. So the word, the terminology can be confusing because today what we call Vrindavan is just that one village. Whereas in the Bhagavatam, Vrindavan means a real Vedic definition of Vrindavan. Vrindavan starts where the present Vrindavan starts and it goes all the way up to Govardhan Hill, Radha Kund, Sham Kund, they are all in Vrindavan. Nandgaon, Barsana, they are all in Vrindavan. There is 84 crores of land, 24 crores of that is Vrindavan. So many places it's very confusing to see it says Vrindavan, but it's not Vrindavan. Yes, it says Vrindavan because of the old definition of Vrindavan. Today we know the new definition of Vrindavan. The government has broken this little village and called it Vrindavan. So you get out of there, it's not Vrindavan anymore. It's Chatikra, Nandgaon is separate, Barsana is separate, all of these things. But originally, that is Vrindavan. So, at the end of the day, having rounded up all his cows, you know there is a place called Terkadamb. Anybody knows of Terkadamb? Who's been to Terkadamb? Oh, not so many. Terkadamb is still one of the most beautiful places to visit in Vrindavan. Why? Number one, no Hindus will ever go there. It is only for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. No other Mayavadis, no other kind of people would ever come there. If you go there, you will only find Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya devotees, nobody else. It's beautiful, it's magnanimous. That is the place where there was a Kadamba tree on which the Supreme Lord climbed up and he used to play the flute, like you can see. You can see the screen. He would play the flute like this. So Krishna would climb up the Terkadamb and play the flute like this. And when he played the flute, the cows would all gather. It is an indication to the cows, it's time to go home. Let's go. Gather. Everybody get to one place. Like when you go to Vrindavan, somebody goes up to the bus and makes an announcement. Everybody from ISKCON, Juhu, come to bus number 2. And you must go. So similarly, the cows are collected by Krishna, not by making an announcement into the PA system. He plays his flute and sweetly, very, very sweetly attracts the cows to come to him. So, exalted demigods standing along the pathways. So Shukdev Goswami is trying to explain, it is not just the gopis, it is not just his mother, it's not just his parents, it's not just his neighbors who are attracted by the beauty of Krishna. Everybody is attracted by the beauty of Krishna. Not only the humans, even the demigods are so attracted by the beauty of Krishna. His lotus feet and the cowherd boys accompanying him chant his glories. Hathi ghoda palki. Itna dheere. Hathi ghoda palki. Aap kuch awaaz aayi. Ab laga ki koi Krishna devotees baithe hain yahan. Jai Kanhaiya Lal ki. So his boyfriends, cowherd boys, are also chanting his glories. His garland is powdered by the dust. There's dust on his garland raised by the hooves of the cows. The beauty enhanced by his fatigue. Now imagine, if somebody is tired, do they look better than when they're not tired? When do you look the best? When you're not tired, you're fresh. Whereas here, this is complete opposite. Shukdev Goswami is mentioning that Krishna's beauty is enhanced by his fatigue. Actually, if you can see this picture, this slide, and think that Krishna is fatigued, he's tired, it kind of matches. Right? Does he look less beautiful? He looks even more beautiful, Sukadeva Goswami says. If we are tired, we don't look to our best. Whatever we are, we're not beautiful, but whatever we are, we don't look our best when we are tired or fatigued. Every smell that comes out of our body, this body that we're wearing, is not good. Anything that comes out of this body is not good. It doesn't smell good. It doesn't taste good. It's no good. But everything, just naturally, that comes out of Krishna's body is fragrant. There is a fragrance to it. Like we sweat and we smell. I'm sorry to say. Maybe in Juhu the sweat doesn't come. Still sweats here. Still smells. Many people are not happy to raise their hand like that. Like we were in Rameshwaram recently. And chanting on the stage with Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. And everybody would raise their hands. And he's right there next to me. And instead of raising both my hands, I just raise this one. Because if I raise this one, it's not safe. He's right there. I hope he's not hearing. But, sorry. So I would not even raise that hand on which side he is, because I don't think he deserves that. So I just, instead of raising both hands and going like that, I just go like this. And if Guru Maharaj is on this side, I'll just go like that. Hari bol, Hari bol. Next, beauty enhanced by his fatigue creates ecstatic festival of for everyone's eyes. So Sukadeva Goswami is describing this whole scene. Krishna is going, playing his flutes. The cows are coming behind him. They're raising all this dust. The dust is going and sitting on his garlands. His cowherd boys are there. They are singing his glories. And the siddhas are there. The demigods are there. They are showering flowers on him and all that. And then he calls it, this is an ecstatic festival for everyone's eyes. Feast for the eyes, festival for the eyes. Eager to fulfill his friend's desires, Krishna is the moon arisen from the womb of Mother Yashoda. You notice the Sanskrit says Devaki. And the translation of Devaki is given by Srila Prabhupada as Yashoda. And here it talks about the womb. Was Krishna born out of Yashoda's womb or Devaki's? Yashoda's womb? Really? I read the wrong Krishna book. Krishna was born out of Devaki's womb or Yashoda's? Yes. So, Srila Prabhupada is taking the real meaning here, because there is nowhere Devaki is in the picture. Although he was born from the womb of Devaki, but Devaki is nowhere in the picture using Mother Yashoda, because Mother Yashoda... Oh, is that one ringing? Just ignore it. Krishna is the moon arisen from womb of Mother Yashoda to fulfill the desires of his friends. Krishna is so eager. Whatever his friends want, you want this? Okay. One day they said, we want to have the fruit from the Talwan. So, oh yeah? Let's go. Going to Talwan, even the demigods would not dare to Talwan. But Krishna says, okay, let's go. So in this chapter, there are different, this chapter is like a, there is no storyline to it. There is no real pastime. It's just scenes. It's statements made by the gopis. Gopis are making different statements in different parts of Vrindavan at different times, describing the beauty of Krishna and his caravan. And this chapter is a collection of those statements of the gopis. Mostly, this chapter is spoken by the gopis. It's also a long verses. As you know, that the Bhagavatam contains how many verses? 18,000. If you go to count how many verses are there in our Bhagavatam printed by our BBT here, 14,096. So the rest of the verses are missing, but they're not really missing. Why? Because a definition of a verse is 32 syllables. So if you have 32 syllables, that makes one verse. So if we take all the syllables of the Bhagavatam and divide them with 32, we will get 18,000 verses. But as they are numbered in front of you, as they are numbered, they are not 18,000. They are more like 14,000. But they actually are 18,000 because by the definition, every 32 syllables will make one shloka, one verse. So in the second and third verse of this chapter, the effect of the flute on the demigods and goddesses and siddhas is explained. Further, in the fifth and sixth verse, the beauty of Krishna has effect on animals. The animals are stunned to see Krishna. They stop chewing their food when they see Krishna because they're so ecstatically pleased. They just don't want to lose that. Further, it is explained that what to speak of the conscious beings. The demigods are conscious. The animals are all conscious. What is not conscious? The rivers are not conscious. What to speak of conscious beings? Even the rivers are completely ecstatic to see the beauty of Krishna. When they hear the flute, the rivers, as it explained in this chapter, the rivers stop and they wait. That if we wait, we're going to get a little bit of dust that's arising from Krishna's caravan passing by. They stop and wait for the dust. Further, in the 8, 9, 11 verses, it is described how the trees are enchanted, the bees are enchanted, the swarms, the swans and cranes. After describing grahastha-like trees, now gopis are explaining the sages to the sages like hamsas. why the trees are considered to be like grihasthas? Sorry? Did you raise your hand? Anybody? Yes, Prabhu. Because the trees provides the food to everyone is why Prabhuji is saying is grihastha-like mentality. Yes. Anybody else? Any more? The trees are compared to the grihasthas because they are always into reproducing. This world will not go on if everybody became a brahmachari. Not that we're discouraging devotees. We are always encouraging devotees to become brahmachari and remain brahmachari. But the actual fact is that this world would not go on if everybody became brahmachari. So the grihasthas have to keep this world going by producing. And the tree is all about producing. Soon as you plant a tree, it wants to run up to producing its own seeds and then spread the seeds and always into production. That's why the trees are considered to be like a grihastha. Not exactly, but like a grihastha. Now the gopis are explaining the sages like hamsas. Why are the hamsas compared to the sages? Anybody else? Adokshaja? This, because they separate milk and water, they should become sage. They should be called sage. Which sage can separate milk from water?
It's like essence. Sages, the devotees, they take essence of the scripture.
Accept the essence and leave the water behind. Good. Anybody else wants to try? Why are the sages or, yes.
Other thing is, swans always like clean place. They don't go to garbage, like crows. So swan and crows example
swans
is given in
Bhagavad.
Swans
get attracted to clean places. Also, they are compared to, this is a whole class of animals. Swans, cranes, they all eat fish. And they are all meditators. They sit quietly like a sage in one place. Sometimes even lift one leg so the fish doesn't find out that there's a crane waiting for me here. Lifts one leg, meditating. With one leg up, what is it meditating on? When would the fish come my way? Doesn't go to find the fish. That's a sage mentality. Sits in one place, performs his meditation, performs his tapasya, and waits for the food to come. And the food comes. That is a... explained reason why these birds are compared to the sages. Although they are not actually performing tapasya, but they seem to look like they are performing some kind of tapasya. They're not really sages, but they are compared to sage-like because of their mentality of waiting for the food in that way. In the 12th and 13th, delighting all ecstasy of the clouds. Even the clouds are pleased to see Krishna. What to speak of Mother Yashoda? Even demigods are bewildered. Relief for the earth and our hair and garments slacken. This is a description of how the earth is feeling the relief Why does earth need the relief? The earth needs the relief. Krishna is just born. Kansa is there. So many demons and rakshasas. They are being heavy on the earth. But when Krishna walks on this earth, the earth gets relieved of its pressure. Why? Because of all these markings, as explained by Shukdev Goswami. All these markings are in Krishna's lotus feet. What is the marking? A flag, elephant gourd, burial, chariot. So all of these markings, they are relieving the stress of the earth. They are very soothing to the earth. Earth is very happy to feel that, those markings. In 18 and 19, acts of Krishna and deer's bewilderment. If you may have seen this picture, this slide many times, but for this time, take a look, close look at the deer and tell me if he looks like he's bewildered. Does he look like he's bewildered? He's curious. He's very curious. He's not just looking. He is very curiously looking at Krishna. He's trying to understand, where is this most beautiful sound coming from? He's hearing the flute. Pacifying Yashoda Maya. Your son, your dear son, wears jasmine garland, playing in the company of cows and cowherd boys. Gentle breeze, soothing fragrances of sandalwood honored him. Upadevas sing and give gifts to the Lord, honoring Mother Yashoda. So here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that according to the acharyas, at this point, the gopis climbed the watchtowers. What's a watchtower? Watchtower is just the highest place in your house where you can stand and you can see the farthest. That is a watchtower. So all the gopis, because Krishna seems to be a little late, so they are getting all impatient, want to see Krishna as quickly as possible. So they're climbing up the watchtowers to see if the Krishna's caravan is coming from that side. And Mother Yashoda has the tallest girl climb up the watchtower to see if Krishna is coming. Mother Yashoda is very anxious for her son to come back. And therefore, she has the tallest of the beautiful young gopis climb up to see when he would arrive. It is implied here that Krishna is somewhat delayed on the way home because his lotus feet were being worshipped by the great demigods along the path. So now, if there is any questions or comments, we can take Maharaj Amiya.
Wanted to know, what is the actual meaning of gopi?
What is actually the meaning of gopi?
Gopi, because the names Yashoda, Nandamara, so we are talking always about gopi. Gopa also, male, the gopi. So what is the actual meaning of the gopi according to the gopis?
In English, Srila Prabhupada translated to be cowherd woman. So every woman, everybody on the feminine side in the Vraja is a gopi. Everybody on the masculine side is called a gopa. So everybody is a gopi. All women are gopis. All Vrajavasis who are feminine are referred to as gopis. They could be the age of great grandmother of Krishna is a gopi. Age of the mother of Krishna is still referred to as gopi, and same age as Krishna, still referred to as gopis. But if they have not reached puberty yet, they are referred to as manjaris.
The actual meaning, I just wanted to know the meaning.
Well, I don't know what the meaning is. I'm trying to give you what Srila Prabhupada has translated that word as. Srila Prabhupada translates gopi as a cowherd girl. That's all I know, that the gopis can be. Srila Prabhupada translated gopis to be cowherd girl.
Hare Krishna. Sri Vishwanath Jagat Thakur writes about gopi. Gopayati iti gopi, in one whose heart Krishna is secretly staying, that is one meaning of gopi.
Yes.
Another meaning is one who is protected by Krishna all the time, she or he is a gopi. And gobir indriyair Krishna rasam piba, one who drinks Krishna's bhakti with all the senses, he's a gopi.
Thank you. The gopi word of cowherd girl is mentioned so many different places. And Srila Prabhupada has referred so many people with this word gopi. So sometimes Shukdev Goswami does not want to name Radharani. He just calls her gopi. In the Damodarashtakam, there is word used gopya, which is gopi, and that gopi stands for Mother Yashoda. So there are so many references of gopi being translated as any cowherd girl, but we are glad to hear that that wonderful description as well. Yes.
So Srila Prabhupada gives the definition of gopi in a lecture in 1968.
Yes.
Gopis means who are always constantly engaged in the service of the Lord. So that eternal relationship will be revealed. So we have to wait for that. Immediately, we cannot imitate serving gopis.
Yes. So that refers to the gopis in the mood. That refers to gopi bhav. Who has the gopi bhav? You don't have to be born in Braja to be a gopi. You can have a gopi bhav living in Bombay, living in Juhu. You can be a gopi here. You don't have to be born in Braja. That is gopi by mood. This, what the reference we are in right now, the chapter we are in right now, that refers to gopis who are on the scene. So we're talking about those gopis that are on the scene. Anybody else? Any questions or comments? Yes, yes, raise your hand. Hindi wallahs also. Nobody has a question. Everybody knows everything. Okay, if you don't have a question, then that's it. If you have a question, go for it now. Going once, going twice. Oh, yes, Prabhu. Please give Prabhuji a mic.
Hare Krishna.
So, I'll make a comment.
Please.
Shanta Dasya Sakya Vasalya Madhurya. And then Shantaras, they know Krishna, but no service. Dasya, they render service.
Yes.
And Sakharas, they sit and eat with Krishna.
Yes.
And Vasalya, Mother Yashoda feeds Krishna. And Madhurya, there is Swakya Bhav. Swakya Bhav, Krishna married 16,108. That is in Madhurya Ras, as per the Vedic Shastra Anusar. And Krishna has relationship with the gopi. It is a Parakya Bhav. It is the highest stage.
Is your comment related with the what we have discussed?
Gopis are the highest platform, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Anybody else? Going once? Going twice? Gone. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Granthra Shrimad Bhagavatam ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Oh my God. All by your mercy.